are going to turn the time over to Dr. Diane Liu. She's going to talk to us briefly about getting office baseline data and starting the informal PDSA cycles. Go ahead, Diane.
Hi, can you all hear me? Lisa, can you confirm you can hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay, great. Welcome. So many wonderful clinicians and clinic teams. Welcome to the first call. And as Alisa said, I am just going to briefly touch on checking in with your teams about baseline data. So my role is to help ensure that if you have questions about your baseline data, that our QI experts can answer them. And the very first thing that you should be doing right now is deciding or have decided which population you'll be looking at for your denominator. And I believe Bill Cosgrove can make some clarifications about whether or not for the MOC you need to be looking at ages 11 to 12, 11 to 18. But from your baseline population, you'll want to pull what would probably be easiest billing data for well-child visits and then perform a chart review. And this can be extremely simple. You're sampling of all of the population that you select. Say you select ages 11 to 18, and you pull their well-child encounter for the last, 2-3 years. You're going to then sort them, just randomize it, you can put into the computer a random number generator, and then you're going to randomly select charts. So most practices will pick, will have a male population, ages 11 to 18, and then female population, 11 to 18. Then you'll have a list, and from that list, you can pick charts at random, and some families, or some physicians will just get online, find a random number generator, and then each of those numbers correlate to what chart you pull. Pull about 30 charts if you can, and then you just go through and decide if they are if you were successful at achieving vaccine for them or not. So, and then you'll have a proportion. So some people will, maybe want to just look at the last month. Some people may look at the last few months to give them a sense of where they are. And then from that point on, you should identify a member in your practice, whether it's yourself, if you have the time, if it's an MA you're working with, or a nurse team member, to constantly check back and forth when you have a population person who comes in, somebody that's part of your population, if you were able to be successful at vaccinating them or not. So with that being said, that's sort of the general idea of how you look for your data. KEDA, we've asked Sam Plum to help us make sure that the KEDA cycles don't confuse you. But if you have questions there, we can turn that to Bill and Sam just to make sure. I tried to look at KEDA, and Alisa, I think you may want to clarify whether or not we all have access now. So with that being said, today's call on my end for the baseline data is pretty straightforward in terms of what the expectation is. If you have any questions about how you can pull your data, please let us know. You can reach out to Alisa and she can field those calls to me. Otherwise, at the next call, we can hope that we have some numbers to share if we want to share those numbers.
Yes, let me just clarify where we are with the KEDA system. National AAP is the one that is making the login for our special KEDA for this project, and that is not live yet. I will get that to you as soon as I get it from them. So we're good for now. All right, Diane, are you...
Yes, so I just want to, Alisa, if that's the circumstance, for all the practices, hopefully you can all hear me. If you cannot, put in the chat box that you can't hear what's happening. Take a note and these are simple run charts for us, for yourself. This is notations for yourself. And what I would do is pull your chart records based on two populations, male and female. And then from that list, just put a yes and a no column. And if you have, you know, too many kids to look at, 30 is typically the rough number we look at for our baseline. If you don't have 30 kids, that's okay. Just look at the number that you have and mark down if that patient received, you know, is received their first dose, or if you're looking at completion, whether or not your patient completed their doses. Now, as you know, the guidelines have changed. So if a child is under the age of 15, they only need two doses, but they need to be 6 months apart. If a child is age 15 and above, if they have initiated their vaccination after the age of 15, they need three doses. So just keep that in mind as you're looking at each of your patients and thinking about where they stand and fall within that clinical realm. So thanks for your time and letting me explain some of that. If that's confusing to you, please reach out. We will definitely give your office a call. Dawn is our quality improvement expert who is available for quick questions. Otherwise, I'll be supportive to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Diane. Just to clarify, for the purposes of this grant, we have been limited to ages 11 and 12. While you may want to collect data for more of your patient base, for this purpose, ages 11 and 12. All right, Deanna, we're going to turn over to you.
My name is Deanna Kepka, and I'm the director of the Intermountain West HPV Vaccination Coalition. And I'm working with Laura Martell, who is the coordinator for our coalition. I'm a population scientist at Huntsman Cancer Institute, and I'm faculty in the College of Nursing at the University of Utah. My main area of focus is improving HPV vaccination in the Intermountain West. We received funding from the National Cancer Institute to develop this coalition a couple years ago. We now have more than 230 members in about a 10-state region of the Intermountain West. Our members include health department representatives, nonprofit organization representatives, partners, parents, physicians, nurses, other providers, and then we also have a number of cancer survivors. So I've talked to Dr. Cosgrove, and what we would like to do is help recruit an HPV advocate for this project. And the goal of the advocate is for this advocate to be on your participate in meetings with you about once a month to give you their perspective on the importance of HPV vaccination, and to kind of personalize stories of people who have been affected by HPV-related cancers. So we will do our best to find a survivor or someone who's been affected by HPV-related cancers in your region. We will also do our best, if we're unable to find a survivor, if you're in a more rural region, to find stories of HPV-related cancer survivors through other possibilities too, and I'm still in the process of talking with Dr. Cosgrove about how to best share those stories with you. The reason why this is so important is we know that most pediatricians are never going to encounter an HPV-related cancer, so we want to bring this experience a little bit closer to your practice and to your thoughts, and to help increase your passion for HPV vaccination by personalizing the experience and the difficulties that people have had as a result of persistent infection with this virus, leading to pre-cancer and cancer. So the way we want to work with you is Laura Martell and I want to hear from you a little bit more. I have a preliminary list from Elisa about where your practice is located, and then we will look at our coalition member list and see who is in your region. And if we don't have anyone in your region, we will work with or leaders in your, the leaders in your state to find people in your region. So leaders involved in the health department initiative, vaccination initiatives, and other advocates. So please, we will be in contact with you as long as I have the most up-to-date list from Alisa, and we will try and find out a little bit more about where your practice is located and what kind of needs you have and how what your goals would be for the inclusion of an HPV advocate on your team. I think that about covers it. Do we have any questions?
Perfect, thank you, Deanna. Yes, we're going to open it up to questions at this time. So let's do it in by state. I'll name the state, and if you are in that state and you have a question, you can unmute yourself and ask the question. Additionally, you can use the chat feature on the right-hand side of the computer. So we have one question from Dr. Anderson. She asks, to clarify, will the 30 charts that we pull be the same charts we use throughout the project, or will we pull 30 different ones each data cycle? And the answer is you should be pulling different charts for each cycle as your patients come in to see you over the course of the month. All right, we're going to go ahead and start with Nevada. Are there any questions in Nevada? Okay, we are going to move on to Montana. Are there any questions from Montana?
This is Montana. We do still have a question about what you said earlier, which was that we're only studying ages 11 to 12 for the vaccination.
That is correct.
Okay. So those are your purpose to be pulling.
Pardon me?
So we should really only pull charts for ages 11 to 12.
Yes, that is correct. Okay. So just to clarify as well, some of you will not see 30 or even 10 of the required chart pulls each month for that demographic. If that is the case, I will work with your practice manager, so the point person in your practice, and have the National AAP close each data cycle, you know, regardless of the number. Any other questions from Montana? Okay, Dr. Hodgson in Montana, I believe, has a question but has been muted. Let me see if I can find you quickly. All right, Dr. Hodgson, you are unmuted. Go ahead.
Thank you. So my question was about the age also, the 11 to 12. And so if are we primarily looking to see if the vaccine has been initiated in that age group or completed in that age group, or is there another range for completion?
For this purpose, we are looking for initiation for ages 11 and 12 specifically.
Okay, thank you.
So completion is not at issue here, it's initiation.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. All right, and we do have a question from Utah, and if there are others, I'll ask you in just a moment. First question from Dr. Kincaid in Utah is, are we reporting per clinic or clinician if there is one, more than one clinician per practice? And the answer is you are doing your own. That's the requirement for the MOC. So 10 charts a month are what is expected to be input into the KEDA system. I am going to turn the time over to Dr. Cosgrove in Utah to summarize, and then we'll be off until our next conference, which is scheduled for January 3rd, 2017 at 7:30 a.m. This was recorded, so we will have access to it, and I know there are some organizations that will be listening or watching this at a later time, and they will be able to see our questions. Thank you. Here's Dr. Cosgrove.
This is Bill Cosgrove and in Utah. I just want to clarify a couple things. This month in December, our goals are pretty simple. We just want you to get some baseline data. We want you to kind of get the sense of what your practice is already doing and celebrate that a little bit. Whatever you're doing is better than nothing. And every child you protect is another child who doesn't have to face HPV cancer sometime in their future. As far as the restrictions from the AAP are that we are to look only at 11 and 12 year olds, and that's where the whole MOC credit and the KEDA database is involved with. But for your own practice, for your own edification, for improving your own performance, you can, I would suggest you look at all teenagers. And I would suggest that this month you just get your feet wet. Try out a few things, you know. Try out getting your whole team, your office receptionist and your MA to help you deliver the message, and try it out and see what happens. Try it out and do a little PDSA cycle. It doesn't have to be formal. It can be informal. And just, you know, try something out and make some notes. Then tweak it and try it again. There's nothing, you can't go wrong. All we're trying to do is discover what works in our own locale, in our own practice. And every practice is going to be a little different, so you're going to come up with slightly different solutions than your office partner or the guy down the street. As far as this month, the data cycle is pretty informal. Just do it. I would suggest even do it on paper. If your EMR doesn't give you a list of all of your patients, if it does, that's great. If it doesn't, just have your receptionist just make a paper list of all of the 11 and 12 year olds show up. If you wait until just well child visits, you're going to miss a lot of kids. You know, 11 and 12 year olds don't show up very often for well visits. So I would suggest that you see that population of 11 and 12 year olds, of every child who walks in the door, is that's your total population, and that's the denominator. Then you, of those kids who walk through the door who are 11 and 12 year olds, do you offer the vaccine? That's your first numerator. Then of those kids who you offer the vaccine, how many accept that and get vaccinated? And so you could do this on a piece of paper, or you could do it through your EMR. But don't get bogged down in the details. The goal are this month is just get your feet wet, try out the PDSA cycle, see what it feels like to change your approach, change your delivery, change your message, change your system, change your process in your office, and just try it out. And then, and as you have questions, because we expect you to discover what you like and don't like about this, as you have questions, please involve us. We're mostly just here to help you, and we're challenging you to just change something and see what works. And if anybody has any questions, we'll handle them.
Thank you, Dr. Cosgrove and Dr. Liu and Deanna Kepka, for joining us and answering questions. One final call for questions. If you have a question, please unmute yourself and ask it now. Okay, there's a question from Nevada. She asks, I am idle med and only see a few 11 to 12 year olds. Not sure I will make those numbers. Should I look at the PEDS practice? Whether you make the 10 a month is irrelevant. The data is important regardless, and we would like you to go ahead and collect it. And like I said, we will manually close it with National AAP, since it won't close with under 10 chart pulls. And Dr. Cosgrove adds that you should just do what you can in your area. Any other questions? Terrific. Thank you for joining us this morning. That was short and sweet. We hope they all are. If you have other issues that come up, please talk to your point person at your practice, and they can contact me, or you are welcome to contact me at any time. You can reach me at 801-968-3411 or email me at Alisa, A-L-I-S-A, at aaputah.org. Alisa at aaputah.org. Thank you for joining us and have a fabulous day.